This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the power is still out in much of New York City, but the subways are running with limited service this morning. That should ease traffic congestion somewhat. Meanwhile, in Atlantic City on the New Jersey shore, residents and business owners are assessing the damage. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is there this morning, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So you've been talking to people there in Atlantic City. What are they saying this morning about the challenge ahead?
Well, there are lots of challenges, and the challenges exist right now. I was talking to one guy who, he's a general contractor. His house is fine. He doesn't have power. His house is fine, but his problem is getting in and out of the city. He needs to be able to leave Atlantic City to go to work, but that's not a problem, but it's getting back in. He said yesterday he left, and he just got lucky. He knew somebody. I guess he knew a law enforcement officer who let him back in, but that he's got to go back to work today, so he's going to leave town. But he's not sure if he's going to get back in. At the same time, there have been, you know, a lot of people here have said to me they just don't have a lot of knowledge. There's not power. Newspapers aren't coming in. There's no cable TV, so you don't really know what's going on. And there's some rumors, at least, of some looting. And so people are a little concerned. People are a little bit on edge.
Are any businesses open?
I talked to this one business, this corner deli just a block away from Trump Plaza. They've been open nonstop 24/7. They've had a run on eggs, bread, sandwiches. Those are gone, but they've sort of remained open. The lights have been on. People have come. People were there at 5:30 this morning. Plenty of people, to be honest with you. In and out. A lot of city workers were in there as well.
Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reporting from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.